Hey guys, it's Micah. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe, follow, like, share, leave a review, all that jazz. The support and love are greatly appreciated. And welcome to Micah on the Mic. Hey guys, it's me and a new mompisode. A few weeks ago, I spent almost 2 hours catching up with an old friend of mine whose vibes I didn't realize I needed around me, Kate Mallon, mother of two handsome little men. We discuss everything under the sun. So I decided, why not make it our first mompisode series? Come, vibe to part one, where we dive into the mom body lifestyle we've both developed during this chapter of our life.
It works out. But I wanted to actually, because I was like, you know what? You posted that selfie with your Schmitz Creek shirt the other day, and I'm like, okay, mom. But then I also remember, like, rewind to not even a few, like an hour ago, we're texting, and it's like, oh, are we doing video or just audio? Because these mom bags. And dude, it's like, we're going to talk about that mom look and our take on it, because I know for you, like, when you mentioned that under eye thing, girl, that is me every morning. It is so bad. Like, I told my sister, I'm like, dude, do you have anything for, like, dark circles under your eyes? Otherwise, I'm about to go ham at Target and get a bunch of different things to try.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm, like, buying eye masks. Like, they're going out of style. It's unreal. I feel like I never had this problem before my children, and like, I'm not trying to blame anything on them, but the struggle with my face in general,
dude,
it's aging me.
It's so real. Like, I've always had pretty great skin, like, knock on some type of wood, but like, my siblings have battled acne, and that's nothing. That's something I never really had to deal with, thankfully. But now, after having a child and pregnancy too, I developed, like, the last month of my pregnancy, this giant dark spot around my mouth, and it didn't go away until I gave birth. Like, it went away within hours of giving birth, but my skin has not been the same since I had a kid, and I've been buying so many different things. I haven't tried any of them yet because I want to make sure when I start, I, like, do it so we can actually see some results. Yeah,
that's key. That is crucial when you do a skincare routine, is, like, just being consistent, because, like, your skin gets used to it, you know? It's like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
When I was pregnant, like, he said, man, I hope that this is, like, the first time with Foster. He's like, I hope that Foster gets your skin, because he had a really hard time with acne growing up and, like, still has some issues every once in a while, you know, which is hard, especially for adults.
Yeah.
But he was like, I really hope that Foster gets your skin. And I was like, I mean, me too, because I've been very lucky. Both of my brothers had issues with acne as well.
Yeah, similar.
But then when I was pregnant, I was breaking out, and that was, like, an emotional side of things that I don't know. People don't really talk about it, but I was like, this is something that I've never had an issue with. I mean, it's like, on the grand scheme of things, it's temporary or whatever, but that's, like, when you've never had skin problems and
it's
then
scary.
You all of a sudden are, like, breaking out. I was like, I don't even know, like, I don't have products for this. I'm not really sure.
I don't even know where exactly. I was, like, Googling left and right. Yep. Like, reach out to those people who you feel like, oh, her skin's pretty clear. Maybe she knows what to do. I feel that, because I broke down. I'm like, I've never had these issues. Is this permanent?
Right. Is it going to continue? Like, how long is it going to take for my hormones to level out? Like, is breastfeeding going to affect it? Like, after I have them, is it going to be better? So many questions, and you don't know. But I did, like, preemptively, I got a hold of a friend of mine when I found out I was pregnant with Nash. I got a hold of this girl I know who works at Sephora.
Oh, nice. That's a good plug.
Yeah, right? I was like, hey, I need some recommendations because I'm trying to, like, counteract what had happened to me last time. So she, you know, gave me some recommendations on, like, a facial cleanser and, you know, some moisturizers and stuff that I would probably enjoy. And I started my skincare routine then, like, when I got pregnant with Nash. Like, yep. Finally at 29, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's never too late. It's never too late. Right? It's better to do it now, too, just because, like, our kids are getting, I mean, not kids, us, we are getting older, and it's going to get harder to create those habits. I'm seeing, like, through my parents, once we're reaching a certain age, it's better to start now, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And I grew up, like, my mom is so, like, granola, if you will. She, like, I didn't grow up with, like, a girly mom or, like, a skincare routine type of person as a mom. So she, like, and she looked young forever. Like, it took my mom forever to age. So I was like, oh, you know, like, this, she doesn't, like, I never saw her, like, putting stuff on her face or, like, you know, worrying about, like, washing her face before she went to bed. And as I got older, I was like, what did you do, like, to your skin? I never really asked you that because it looks wonderful. And she was like, I just, like, wash it when I'm in the shower, and then I put body lotion on it. And I was like, ew, mom, that's nasty.
I love it.
But she, like, didn't age forever and ever. And so I was like, I, you know, again, like, whatever works for everybody, I guess, but...
Absolutely right. That's like my dad tells me stories about how my grandmother used to use their cloth diapers with their pee in it and wipe their faces with it, like with just urine. And that's why none of my aunts, my uncles, and him, they've never had acne. And their skin's pretty darn clear. It's really weird.
People do the strangest things. Or, like, you know, I guess they would call them, like, what, like, old wives' tales or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff is, people actually do stuff like that. And,
it worked.
You know,
if
you can't argue
broke.
With the results.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
But now I'm over here, like, facial cleanser, serums, moisturizer, under eye cream. Like, I'm
all the above.
Or a store in my bathroom, just, like, trying to tone these spots away and all of the, like, damage I did to my skin when I was younger in the sunshine.
Yeah, like I said, I'll go ham at Target. I go ham at Target. And then you're also a fellow, like, non-makeup wearing mom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't really wear a lot of makeup either. I don't put on a lot.
Yeah.
It's very minimal.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Like, I am all about the fresh face situation. And, like, sometimes, I swear, it's like my face is the same when I wake up today and when I wake up tomorrow. But sometimes, like, I'm feeling it and sometimes I am not feeling it. But it doesn't matter, like, other people perceive me how I actually am. So I just take it for what it is. But I definitely, honestly, it just started out of just, like, not having time. I'm just like, this is taking up so much of my time and there's no reason for me to be, like, putting on makeup for what, you know?
Yeah, exactly. The big thing too is most of the time, especially before this was going on, I work like 40 hours a week and then I work out at least 20 hours a week, I feel like, sometimes.
Right.
So it's like, makeup is not the right thing. And my job, like, maybe a little, now the new position I had started right before this happened, maybe. But, like, I really don't, I feel like it's not necessary. I feel like it, for me personally, it doesn't do what my skin wants it to do when I do have it on. And so I don't want to wear it a lot. Because it's just, it's not, I don't have complicated skin until I put things on it that it's like, all right, this is new.
Yeah, it's like attacking its, like, healthy environment. I agree with you, especially on the working out. Like, I don't know, anytime I would wear makeup, like, say for, like, a date night, if I was feeling fancy or something like that, like, the next morning when I would wake up to go work out, I'd be like, oh god, like, I have to take all this makeup off, like, if I fell asleep with it on or whatever.
Yes, I am right there with you. I'm so guilty of that. I get yelled at all the time. You fall asleep with your makeup on? Yes. I'm luckily, knock on wood again, one of those people that it doesn't completely ruin my face.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, it definitely, when I do wear makeup, it definitely happens that I, like, fall asleep with it on, which is so funny because I wash my face at night before I go to bed in, like, normal circumstances. But, like, I guarantee every single time I wear makeup the next morning, I'm like, oh, I totally did not wash my face. And then, like, my mascara is running into my eyes when I'm trying to work out. And I'm like, this is gross. And then I don't wear makeup again for, like, a month.
Exactly. Like, me and makeup, it's a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a love-hate relationship, for sure. Yeah, and that's the other thing, too. Like, we, as moms, it goes along with our look. I feel like you've developed a pretty nice relationship with being healthy and working out.
Thank you. Yeah, well, you too. And you, like...
Thank you.
Well, you're, like, super inspiring, too, because you, like, share your story about it, and you're, like, super honest about, like, what's going on with your body and, like, how you're working and, like, you want to feel strong. And, like, that's really inspiring, especially because I feel like now it's, like, strong is the new skinny. You know what I mean?
I agree.
I never wanted to be skinny. Like, I was always okay with being, like, thick, I guess, or, like, whatever sort of term you want to use for it. But, like, I don't know. I never considered myself fat, and I don't like that word. But I definitely, like, I was okay with being, like, a curvy girl. But then it got to the point where I was just like, man, you know, I just want to feel good about myself. When I am, like, stripped down and it's, like, me and myself and nobody else, like, looking at me, like, I want to feel good. I want to feel confident and, like, strong, you know? Like, I want to see some muscle definition in my arms. Like, I want to be able to run 3 miles. Like, things that, like, goals for myself that I always wanted, but I never took the time. And then, you know, Nash was born, and I was turning 30. And I was like, you know what? The 30s are going to be my year for me to, like, take control of my life and just do things that I wanted to accomplish for years. And we aren't having any more kids. Like... two and done. So I'm like, okay, I can, like, really, it was something about, I don't know, I've not that that was holding me back, but I was like, I'm about to have another kid anyway, like, whatever. And I was so busy trying to learn how to be a mom to my first one, even 4 years in. So now it's sort of like, hey, this is, I'm seizing this opportunity to try to just, like, be healthy and to set a good example for them as they grow up too, you know?
Yes. And you have boys, too. Like, one of my biggest reasons why is to keep up with Marisi, because she is so active, and she's going to continue to probably become more active in her adolescence. And I want to be able to hang, you know? Mom wants to hang. So that is something with you and boys. Whew, you really got to hang.
Yeah, seriously. I'm always like... look how strong mommy is. Or, like, look what mommy can do. I'm always, like, showing off. I'm like, hey, look how cool I am.
I love
they're not buying it, but...
Thanks for listening to part one of the Mompisode series featuring Kate Mallon. Next week, we move on to our love for the growth we see within our children while they learn through life and develop problem-solving skills. Don't forget to share the vibe and leave a review.